Today's daf is Nida daf Memvav, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Hey Amid Beis Iboilu. Today's daf is being learned as Zuchus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Alisa. So the Gemara on the top of the Amid brought a very, very well-known Mishnah. A Mishnah that states the halacha of Mufla Samach Le'ish. A girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12 years old. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13 years old. When a girl turns 12, she's mechuyev a mitzvah. When a girl turns 12, she's deemed to be a bastas. Her kinyonim are kinyonim. She could be mekabel kedushin on her own behalf, etc., etc. When a boy turns 13, he's mechuyev a mitzvah. When a boy turns 13, his kinyonim are kinyonim midairaisa. He can be mekadesh anisha. He could be megarish anisha, etc., etc. The Mishnah said that although with regards to almost all the halachas of the Torah, a girl becomes a gedola when she's 12 and a boy becomes a gadol when he's 13, there is one very notable exception. And that is Hilchas Nedarim. The Mishnah says that a girl that makes a neder when she's 11 years old, meaning the last year before she becomes mas mitzvah, nivdakim. We're boydekar. We give her an exam, an IQ test, so to speak. And we try to determine whether or not she understands the implications of what it is she did. If she does, her neder is going to be chal. The same is true for a boy when he's 12 years old, the last year before he becomes a gadol. It's what's known as mufla samach le'ish. Mufla meaning the child understands, samach le'ish. It's very close to bas and bar mitzvah, respectively. It's the last year before they actually become gedolim. Mufla samach le'ish, the halacha is, the nedarim are going to be nedarim. Now, is mufla samach le'ish a din d'oraisa? Or is mufla samach le'ish only a din d'rabbanan? We're going to see a little bit about that at the very, very end of the daf. And that's going to segue into tomorrow's daf and to tomorrow's raid. Mufla samach le'ish, is that a din d'oraisa? Or is that only a din d'rabbanan? Either way, the Mishnah discussed this halacha of mufla samach le'ish. What would happen if a girl would make a neder before she's 11? Or a boy would make a neder before he's 12? Doesn't matter how brilliant he is, how mufla he is. The neder is not going to be a neder. What would be if a girl makes a neder after she's bas mitzvah, or a boy makes a neder after he's bar mitzvah, and then he takes the IQ test and he fails miserably? Doesn't matter either. That loch is the neder is going to be chal. So this, that mufla matters, is only for that last year. During the tkufa of samach le'ish or samach le'isha, that's when nivdakin, and depending on what the outcome of that test is, that's going to determine whether or not the neder should be a neder or not. That's the first thing. The second thing that's important to know is akhtama to today's daf, and that is that when does a boy and a girl really become gedolim? So the short answer is a girl's bas mitzvah when she's 12, a boy's bar mitzvah when he's 13. But that's really the wrong answer. A boy becomes bar mitzvah when he brings shtei sairos. A girl becomes bas mitzvah when she brings shtei sairos. So the real answer as to when it is that a boy becomes a gadol and a girl becomes a gedola is shtei sairos. It's shtei sairos for a boy, it's shtei sairos for a girl. So why is it that we attribute bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah to 13 and 12? It's based on a chazaka that the Gemara is going to mention in today's daf memvav amid aleph. Rav is the one who was mechadesh this chazaka, hence it's known throughout Shas as chazaka de Rav. And that is, there's an idea that when a girl turns 12, Mistama, she brought Shtei Sairos. When a boy turns 13, Mistama, he brought Shtei Sairos. But Enechinami, if we don't know for sure whether or not they were Shtei Sairos, or a Bedika was done and they couldn't find Shtei Sairos, then it's not so posh that the girl will be considered a Gdol, even though she had a Bas Mitzvah already. And it's not so simple that a boy is going to be considered Bar Mitzvah, even though he had a Bar Mitzvah already. Another thing that we're going to see in today's daf is what would be if the girl had Shtei Sairos before she turned 12, or the boy had Shtei Sairos before he turned 13. If really what matters is Sairos, and the whole significance of being 12 or 13 is merely the chazaka that, oh, if you're 12, probably the Sairos. If you're 13, there's probably Sairos. So what would be if you're younger than 12, you're younger than 13, and this Sairos? What would be the halacha then? Either way, that's the topic of today's daf. As you can tell, it's very yesoidistic, because gadol and katan really relates to every single area in the Torah. And that note, Zokta Gemari, Iboiluhu, Toich Zman, Kalifne Zman, Oikalacher Zman. The last year before a girl becomes bas mitzvah, or the last year before a boy becomes bar mitzvah, how do you view that year? Do you view it as if she's bas mitzvah and he's bar mitzvah already or not? Toich zman, that final year, is it kalifnei zman or is it kalachas zman? Says the my hilchas. Explain the question a little bit about ilu nedarim. Do you mean with regards to nedarim, meaning declaring a shaila for a girl would make a neder when she's 11 years old, or for a boy would make a neder when he's 12 years old? Would the neder be chal or not? Lav kalifnei zman namyo, v'lav kalachas zman namyo. Then I don't understand the shaila. I don't understand the tut stadim. It's not kalifnei zman. It's not kalachas zman. What is the halacha? Nivdakim. That's the Mishnah on the top of the Yomid. Mufla Samach Le'ish, depending on how he or she does on the IQ test, that's going to determine whether or not the Ned is going to be chal. So clearly that wasn't the Ibailu. The Bnei Yeshiva had a Shaila, but they didn't know this Mishnah, Berek Yoitza Doifin. So that clearly wasn't the Shaila. Ella, the question was something else. Lo'oinshin. As it relates to Oinshin. And Rashi says, that Oinshin is Lav Dafka. It's actually the last Tosfos on the Yomid, not Rashi. That Oinshin is just an example, meaning the Shiloh was something else. The Shiloh was what would be if a girl, when she's 11 years old, the last year, the Toich Zman, the last year before she becomes Bat Mitzvah, Broch Dei Sairis, or a boy that's 12, the last year before he became Bat Mitzvah, Broch Dei Sairis, how would we view those Sairis? Would we say, oh, now that he brought Sairis, and he's Samuch Le'ish, that's a Raya that he's an Ish, or not? L'may Nafkemino. So the Gemara said, Oinshin. A katan is not a bar oinshin. A gadol is a bar oinshin. If he's an ish, if she's an isha, then we're subject to oinshin. But Tosfos says, tein l'chacham v'yechgam oid. Any other nafgamina between being a katan or a gadol would apply as well. In other words, the shiloh wasn't with regards to nedarim. That's a mishnah. The shiloh was way more fundamental, way more yisoidi. That is, what would be if a girl brings Cyrus the last year before Bas Mitzvah, or a boy brings Cyrus the last year before Bar Mitzvah? We know that what makes someone a Gadol is Cyrus. It's not Shonim, it's Cyrus. So what if there was Cyrus 1 year earlier? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Rav Chanina Amar Javaya Toichzman Kalifnei Hazman. Rabbi Rav Chanina both said that Toichzman's Kalifnei Hazman, meaning a girl that brings Cyrus, or a boy that brings Cyrus during that last year, it's as if they would have brought it when they were much younger, where it's Pasha, there'd be no Havamina, that they would become a Gadol at that point. So you don't become a gadol, even though you're samach lish. No, that toichzman is kalachal hazman. That it's possible for someone to become a gadol even a year later. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak v'Simanach. If you want to remember who said what, meaning who holds that two Cyrus during the last year makes you a gadol, and who holds that two Cyrus do not make you to a gadol, there's a good way to remember it, and that's a pasuk in Eicha where the pasuk says v'zois lefanim biyisrael. What do you see there? So Rashi has two pshatim. V'zois, says Rashi, is a lashon nekeva. Kloimar Rabbi Chanina the Shmei Lashon Nekeva. Rabbi Chanina's name was a Lashon Nekeva. Chanina is Lashon Nekeva. He's the one that said Lefanim, meaning Lefnei Zman. So a good way to remember is V'zois Lefanim. V'zois is Lashon Nekeva. Whose name from the four Amiron that discussed this Shaila? Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Which one was Lashon Nekeva? It was Rabbi Chanina. Oh, Rabbi Chanina is V'zois. He's the Lashon Nekeva. He's Lefanim. He's the one that holds Kalifnei as Matlish Nachrino. Another Lashon, Shmoy Shal Rav, the Omar, Kalifnei Zman, Muvla Betevas B'Yisrael. That the word B'Yisrael, V'zois Lefanim B'Yisrael, from all these Amayram, who's B'Yisrael? It's Rav. Rav is B'Yisrael. Why? Because the Oisius, Reish Beis, are in B'Yisrael. Perhaps there's a deeper meaning, and that is Rav was Rabban Shalkol B'nei Agoylo, but the income Mekoy Me Laharich. If you take a look at Agoy Sabach, he says a third pshat. He says, V'li Nira, Rav, the Rebbe Chanina, is B'Gematria B'Yisrael. Either way, says the Gemara, that's how you remember who's who. Masiv, Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna asked the Kasha. So we have a Machloikis. If a girl during the last year before she becomes Bas Mitzvah, or a boy during the last year before he becomes Bar Mitzvah, would bring Shtei Cyrus, would we say that those two Cyrus is a sign that he's a Gadol, or would we say it's not a sign that he's a Gadol? Incidentally, if it's not a sign of Godless, then what is it? So you would say it's just some growth that they have, but not necessarily an indication of maturation. The Mishnah said that after a boy or a girl becomes gedolim, so the halacha is that even if they say we have no idea what we're doing, they plead insanity. L'shem mi hikdashnu. The halacha is a dream neder ve'ekdeshem nekdesh. Now it's mashma from there that it's only after they're already gedolim hatoich zman, but before that kalifnei zman, it looks like you wouldn't have this halacha. They wouldn't be treated as gedolim. Amalei Rava. So Rava said, I hear the diak, but emirach. Take a look at the reach. Kedem zman as before this time. Avot bishamur yoydin onu l'shem mi nadarnu l'shem mi hikdashu in the dream neder ve'ekdeshem nekdesh. Before when? Before the tkufa of mufla samachlish. Before the girl's 11. Before the boy is 12. Hatoich zman. It sounds like once the girl turns 11, once the boy turns 12, during that last year, it's kalachazman. So if you want to be medayik from the sefer of the Mishnah, this conflicting diukim, so I don't think you can be medayik one way versus the other. But the Gemara says, v'loihi, that really it's a mistake. Rava katoi, Ravi didn't understand what Rav Nuna was trying to say. Who savar? Rava told Rav Nuna was trying to say that Rav Nuna mi Mishnah Yisera kadayik, that Rav Nuna was being medayik a Mishnah Yisera. And therefore his point was, v'adadayik mi sefer leidak mi resha. Rava thought that Rav Nuna's raya from the sefer of the Mishnah was, he thought the whole sefer was extra. And in fact, if you remember the Cheshbon earlier on the Amid, the Gemara asked, what do we even need that whole sefer for? It was a very wordy Mishnah. The Mishnah was trying to make the point of Mufla Samach Le'ish, and it seemed to have made the point four times. It keeps on repeating the point again and again and again. And the Gemara worked out why every line in the Mishnah was necessary. There's not one word in the Mishnah that's extra, and the Gemara worked it out. But Rava thought that Rav Hamnuna didn't agree what the Gemara had previously said, and he thought the seif of the Mishnah was extra. So he was making the yukim, that maybe the reason the Mishnah said it was, is to teach me a yesoidi halacha, that it's only lachas man hazeh, after a boy turns 13, that's when he's for sure a gadol. But before that, he can't be a gadol. So that Rav Atayned, ad dayik mi sefer, to dayik mi resha. But v'loi, he says the Gemara, Rav didn't understand Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna mi gufad masis gadayik. Rav Hamnuna wasn't just coming from a Mishnah Yesera and making the yukim because he didn't know how to give the chaneitza what the Mishnah was trying to tell me. Rav Hamnuna was simply reading the Mishnah. He said like this, when the Mishnah says that a boy turns 13 or a girl turns 12, even if they say we have no idea what we're talking about, what was the case? Right, that line of the Mishnah is for sure talking about where they were Shtei Cyrus. Because without Shtei Cyrus, then they're not Gedolim. So of course there was Shtei Cyrus. And it sounds like the Mishnah saying, the time of the Lachazman, who the Gamina Lalamil say. And the reason this halacha is true is because they're 13 and they have Shtei Cyrus. Hatoichzman. But if they wouldn't be 13, even if they would have Shtei Cyrus, Kalifneizman, then they would only have a din of a Mufla Samachlish. Rav Hamnuna said it's a Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says that there's a tkufa of Mufla Samachlish, and then there's a tkufa of Gadol. Mufla Samachlish, let's talk about a boy, is from 12 to 13. When do you become a Gadol? Once you're 13. Once you're 13, it doesn't matter what you know or you don't know. Your ned is automatically going to be a ned. It's between 12 and 13 that nivdakim. Now, when we say once you turn 13, it's automatically another. What does that really mean? Just 13, even without Cyrus? If they do a bedikah and there's no Cyrus, will that be? No. Because you're assuming the Cyrus. So, meaning once there's Cyrus and you're 13. But if there's Cyrus and you're not 13, then nivdakim. So you see clearly that Cyrus without Shunim doesn't make you into a gadol. That was Rav Hamnuna's kashim. Oh, you must have Rav Zeir brought a different raya. Ish ki yafli lindoy neder. Ma tamo leimar ish. In the parish of Nedarim, the rabbis ben yugim al-shonav yemechad. That a ben yugim al-shonav yemechad afal pisha inu yodeh lahafli nedarif kayamim. This is essentially a brisa that says the same exact thing as the last line of the Mishnah. Hei chidom, idol ay isi shtei Cyrus. Is it talking about where there was no shtei Cyrus? Katano, then he's a katan. He's not an ish. El olav da isi shtei Cyrus. It's pasha to a shtei Cyrus. Vitaim ed ben yud gimel v'yemechad. Hu da havalei ish. It's only because he's 13. What the Brisa say? L'rabbis ben yud gimel shan of yemecha. Clearly there were also Shtei Cyrus. So you have to be 13 and have Shtei Cyrus. Hatoich Zman. But if you wouldn't be 13, even if there'd be Shtei Cyrus, Kalifnei Zman, says the Gemara, Tiyufta. Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman said to Kitanoi that even though we just had a Tiyufta, we seem to have a raya from our Mishnah and a raya from our Brisa, that if a katan during that last year before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, would bring shtei Cyrus, it would be kalifnei azman, it wouldn't be kalach azman. And we just said it's a machlokes amayroim, so that's a problem. How could you have a mission of raisa one way if it's a machlokes amayroim? So Rav Nachman said that really it's a machlokes tanoim, not a mefurish machlokes tanoim, but an ambiguous braisa, which Rav Nachman felt could be reconciled if you say that it's a machlokes tanoim. What is this price? A ben tesh shonim v'yoy shehevi beis Cyrus, a 9-year-old child that brings shtei Cyrus. So the halacha is shuma. The Cyrus mean nothing because we assume it's just a growth of some sorts. It doesn't count in terms of determining godless. We ben tes v'adu beis shonim v'yemechod. What happens if the child was 9 years old? So ben tes in the reisha clearly means younger than 9. What happens if the kid is 9 already until 12 via shuma? Then also we assume it's a shuma. So up until 9, shuma. From 9 until 12, also shuma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, you have to listen to the lashon of the braisa carefully. Chap the next line of the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, simen. Then no. From 9 until 12 is a simen. He agrees up until 9 is nothing. But from 9 until 12, he holds as a simen of godless. Ben yud gimel shanav yemechad. What about once the child turns 13? Then everybody is going to agree it's a simen. So again, what did the Braita say? Up until 9, Shtei Sairus means nothing. From 9 until 12, it's a machloikis. According to the Tanakhama, Shuma means it's nothing. According to Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Yehuda, it's a simen. It's a simen of godless. 13 and older, then everybody agrees it's going to be a simen. We skipped 1 year from 12 to 13. What's the halacha between 12 and 13? Up until 9, everybody agrees it's nothing. 9 until 12, it's a machloikis. 13 and older is for sure something. What about from 12 until 13? Says the Gemara Hagufa Kasha. There seems to be a stira in implication. Amrit mi ben test ad yud bei shana v'yoy mechad shuma. Ad yud gimel shana gufa simen. It sounds like that 13th year, meaning between the age of 12 and 13, is going to be a simen. By the time then it says, gimel shana v'yoy mechad simen. That from 13 and older is a simen. Ad yud gimel shana gufa shuma. There is mashma, the 13th year is going to be a shuma. Says the Gemara, my love. You know why? You know why there's a stira in implication? Probably because there's two different tanoim that are talking, and it's a machloikis tanoim, what the halach is during that year. Which machloikis tanoim? The machloikis Rav and Rav Chanin on one side, Rabbi Eich, Rabbi Shulman Levi on the other side, whether toichs man, to Cyrus is kalifnei's man, or toichs man is kalachas man. So, the Gemara, the marasava toichs man, kalachas man, marasava toichs man, kalifnei's man, the Gemara says, lie. What then could it mean? Four suggestions. Could be the kuliyama toichs man, kalifnei's man. Maybe everybody holds, like Rav and Rav Chanina, the Zois Lefanim B'Yisrael, right? That's how you remember who's who. Maybe everybody holds that Toichsman is Kelifne Hazman, and Godel doesn't become a Godel until he's actually 13 years old. However, the Brice is not talking about a Tinoik. The Brisa was talking about a Tinoikes. The Reisha of the Brisa is going according to Rebbe. Who is Rebbe? Rebbe that holds that a girl becomes a gedola when she's 12 years old. The Seifa that says only from 13 and older was going according to Rav Shimon Elazar. Who's Rav Shimon Elazar? That very mechudish the geshita that we'll get back to in the raid at the end of the daf, who said that really we have it all wrong. A girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 13 and a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 12. So the ratio that says it's from 12, that's Rebbe. Talking about a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12. The Sefer, which was mashma, that, oh, from 13 it's divrei akol, that was going according to Rav Shimon Elazar, because Rav Shimon Elazar holds. So the machloikis is not toichsman kalifneizman, toichsman lachigzman. It is a machloikis, it is kitanoi, but a different machloikis tanoim. It's a machloikis tanoim, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Elazar. Or you can say, hava habatinik. Maybe the entire price is talking not about a tinoik, yes, but rather talking about a tinoik. The ratio that says it's 12 is Rav Shimon Elazar holds that a boy becomes bas mitzvah when he's 12. The Sefer Rebbe, the Sefer that says 13 is going to Rebbe, that says 13. Maybe because they have a Rebbe. Maybe the whole price is going according to Rebbe. You get the gist of it. Habitinoikes. The Sefer that says 13 is Tinoik. The Reisha that says 12 is Tinoik. Yes. Or you can say the Rebbe is going to Elazar. Habitinoik. The Reisha that says 12 is talking about a Tinoik. The Sefer that says 13 is going according to. It's talking about a Tinoik. Yes. Either way, it's not Muchach that this clear. Stira within the Braisa needs to be answered by saying that the Machlekes was too Cyrus during that last year, Kalifnei's man or Kalachas man, because there's many, many, many other ways that you keep him a farish the Braisa. Zoktigimah, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said, Simon, right? In the Braisa, we had the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. What was his Shita? That from 9 until 12, any Cyrus is considered a Simon. Again, the Braisa said, up until 9, it's for sure nothing. From 13 and over, it's for sure something, or 12, Tinoikis, depending if you're like Rebbe, Rebbe Shimon Elazar. But where the Shaila is from 9 until 12, there is this Tkufa where there seems to be a Machlekes. According to the Tanakhama, it's viewed as a Shuma. According to Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda, it's a Simen. I'm Rebbe Kruz Bedoi, Bered Rebbe Shapsoi, Fusha Oynamayt. The only time Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda said this halacha, that if a child would bring two Cyrus when he's 10 years old, he'd already be a Gadol. That's a very big chiddush. He would already be a god, but that's only if he had those Cyrus still when he became older. When he reached the real Zman of Godless, he turned 12 or 13, depending if you're old like Rebbe or Rebbe Shimon Elazar, he still had those Cyrus. But if the Cyrus fell out, so he had them when he was 10, and then by the time he was 11, he didn't have them anymore, Huvra Dovel Mafreya, even according to Rebbe Yitzchak Yehuda, that it was merely a Shuma, it was an unnatural growth, and it wouldn't make him into a god. Up until 9, it's for sure a Shuma. The price we had earlier. Mi ben tes vadyud be shana v'yoy mechad v'oydan boy. What if between the ages of 9 and 12, a child has a growth, and it's still there when the child gets older, reaches age? Shuma, Rabbi Yezeb yudai mer, sin men. Either way, here it's mefurish, and the price, it's v'oydan boy. Why do we need v'oydan boy? that it's only there that it's going to be considered a simin. So Rab Kruspidoi Bereid Rab Shapsoi was the one that said it. Really, it's a Tanya Nami Hachi, it's a Mefurish Ebraiz. Omar Rava. Rava said, Hilchasa, what's the halacha? Toich Zman, Kelifnei Hazman. Like Rav and Rab Chanina. Zok the Gemara, Rav Shmu Bar Zutri, Masni Lolo, Shmaita de Rava, Bahai Lishna. So Rava said, Hilchasa, Toich Zman, Kelifnei Hazman. Rav Shmu Bar Zutri said that I heard Rava's memra, that Toich Zman, Kelifnei Zman, but I heard it in a slightly different context. And this context is going to take us into, like we said in the Hakdama, one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. And that is, Rava said the following statement, Ktano, a Ktano, kol Yud Beishana, until she turns 12 years old, Mamenes Vahilaches. So what's Mian? Midda Oiraisa, the only way a girl can get married is if she is a Gedoyla and she accepts Kedushin on her own behalf, or if her father marries her. It's Biti Nasati Lishazeh. A father has an ability, a special schus, he could be Makabal Kedushin on behalf of his daughter. If you have a girl that's a Ktana, and she's also a Yisoyimah, she doesn't have a father to marry her, Midday Raisa, there's no way for her to get married. However, the Rabbanan felt that it's important for this girl to have somebody to protect her. She's a guardian of some sort. She doesn't have a father to take care of her, so who's going to take care of her? So the Chachamim were Misakin Nisuin Dira. They said that if one of her kraven want to marry her off, that the kedushin will be chal, but of course it'll only be chal mid rabbanon. Being that that kedushin, that marriage, is only the rabbanon to get marriage, the chachamim impose certain kulas. The most notable kula is that if she wakes up one morning and she decides I can't live with this man, she has a right to leave. Ordinarily, that's not the case. Ordinarily, a woman, unless her husband divorces her or dies, she's tied to this woman. Thus, the sukkos of aguna, etc., etc. But being that this kedushin and this nesuin is only mid rabbanon, so chachamim said that if she decides she doesn't want to be with this person anymore, she can. If she makes that decision, it's what's known as mi'un. I don't want him anymore. Vatima'in. I'm not interested. And that's something that she has an ability to do. Said Rava, when could a ketana do mi'un? That's up until the age of 12. While she's a ketana, her kedushin is still a kedushin to Rabbanan. So vidir, the halacha is mi'un. But when she becomes older than 12 years old, then the halacha is she becomes married midday raisa. Now the truth is that's not always the case. It's only the case if there was a bia. So if she got married midday rabbanon as a ketana, now she became a gedoyla, one bia will make this now a kedushin day raisa. But assuming there was a bia, so now she's married midday raisa. If she's not married midday raisa, so she doesn't have the ability to do mian anymore. That's mikan ve'ilach, once she turns 12, in a mamenes, she can't do mian. But at the same time, Rava said ve'eno cheletzes. She can't do chalitza either. What does that mean, she can't do chalitza? Because we know a katan can't do chalitza and a ketana can't do chalitza. Machlokes remain in the chachamim whether a katan and a ketana could do yibum. What's a talian? If you chayish lemiyuta beruba the lesser kamanu, you're not chayish lemiyuta beruba the lesser kamanu. But that's all with regards to yibum. As it relates to chalitza, everybody agrees. The chachamim told Ramei, I'm asking to you that a katan and a ketana can't do chalitza. Ish kasev batayra makshina nishalish. So for sure, a ketana can't do chalitza. So said Rava, when a girl turns 12 years old, she can't do mian anymore. Not only can't she do mian anymore, she also can't do chalitza. So before we go weiter, what does it have to do with what we're discussing right now? Because the Gemara is going to digress. But before the digression, just halt kop. We're discussing a machlokes. We started the daf. Ibaylu toich zman kelifnei zman oikalach hazman. We said it's machlokes. Rabbi Reb Chanina on the one hand, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shulman Levi on the other hand. V'zoyis lefanim biyisrael. Whether it's toich zman kelifnei zman toich zman kelach hazman. And after a whole amid Gemara with a Mishnah and a Brisa that we explained in five different ways, what did the Gemara say? Amar Rava hilchasa toich zman. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra was just saying over another nusach that he heard Rava's halacha said in, and this is this nusach, which is going to again take us off on a tangent now. But what's the main point? What do you see in this, the other nusach of what Rava said in the previous nusach, which is Toich Zman Kelifnei Hazman, because he said Ketana Kol Yud Beishana Mamenes. It sounds like for 12, up until the girl turns 12, you could do mion. No questions asked. You don't have to consult a rabbi. All you need is a birth certificate. If you know that she's under the age of 12, that halacha she could do mi'un. What do you mean? What happens if she brought Shtei Cyrus during the last year, the year of Toich Zman? Do you hold like Rabbi Rav Chanina? Or do you hold like Rabbi Yechon Mishua Ben Levi? Oh, so if you're telling me that Kol Yud Bei Shana Mamenes, that's another way of saying V'zois L'fonim B'Yisrael. No, it's another way of saying of Toich Zmanoi is kelifnei zmanoi, meaning she's for sure a ketana up until the time that she turns 12 years old. But once we mention Rava's halacha, so now we have to understand it. So what did he say? Up until 12,
you have nothing to worry about. Even if she brings two siders, forgive of you, then as being a shuk. Once she turns 12, now she can't do miyun anymore. But not only can't she do miyun, she also can't do chalitza. Freik the Gemara, the obvious question. Hagufakasha, I'm retaining my menes. You tell me, even once she turns 12, she can't do miyun anymore. I'm a gedoyla. So what does that mean? It means she's a gedoyla. Igdoyli tachlois. She's a gedoyla. Why can't she do chalitza? The chitema says the Gemara masafkale. Maybe Rava wasn't sure. Maybe Rava had a suffix. Rava held every girl that turns 12 years old, it's a suffix. Whether she's a gedoyla or she's not a gedoyla. Oh, misafik, you can't do miyun. Misafik, you can't do chalitza. Makes a lot of sense. He always go to chumra. But Rami Misafkale was Rava Misafik. But my Rava said, once a girl is 12 years old, there's no reason to be biting anymore to see whether she has Cyrus or not. Chazoka hevia simonim. Chazoka the Rava. We assume for sure that she has simonim, says the Gemara. So again, what's the question? Why can't she do chalitza? This that Rava said is a chazoka, that's mistama. Meaning, if we never did a badika, you don't have to be baidik. We can assume for sure a child turns 13 years old, he has a bar mitzvah, you don't have to do a badika, you can give an aliyah. It's not a problem because there's a chazaka. But what would be if you did a badika? And then you found that there was no Cyrus. Then you'd have a problem. Then, by the way, it's not so simple that he can lay his bar mitzvah parsha. But in the event that they did badika and they didn't find, then the halacha is, it's going, then it's going to be an issue. So halacha b'mayaskina, when Rava said, mibas, mikan ve'ilach, ena ma'menes, ve'ena chaletzes, he wasn't talking about stama. If it was stama, she would have been able to do chalitza, because she's a gedoyla. That's chazaka, that she for sure had shtei Cyrus. Now, it's talking about where they did a badika and there were no Cyrus. Oh, now, being that there were no Cyrus, so now we have an issue. Being that we have an issue, so because we don't see the Cyrus, that's why she can't do chalitza. But at the same time, she can't do miyun. It's afraid the Gemara, I don't understand. They did a badika and they didn't find Cyrus, then timoin, then why can't she do miyun? So the Gemara says, because we go to chumra and we're afraid that maybe the Cyrus were there and they fell out, so we're not going to let her do miyun. We can't let her do chalitza, you didn't find Cyrus. But at the same time, we also can't let her do miyun. It's really a big machloik is whether you hold chayshishin, meaning if a gadol didn't have shtei Cyrus, do you assume that maybe it was there and they fell out? Or no, you don't make that assumption. Where's this? So are we supposed to say that Rava then is really totally in this machloikis between Rav Papa and Rav Papi? So if Rava said this, it sounds like that's significant. L'churi have a mefurisher Rava that holds chayshishin. Why? Because Rava said you can't do miyun. Why can't you do me? And there were no Cyrus. Oh, because Chayshin Shem and Ashur. So what we know as a machloik is a papa and a papi. If this is a mefurish rava, somebody should have told us that. But the Gemara says, no, really, that's a different machloikis. Because Hani Mili Le'in Chalitza. The machloikis near a papa and a papi was with regards to Chalitza. Aval Inyan Miyan Chayshin. Meaning, regarding miyun, everybody holds chayshishin. For sure, you're going to be chayish l'chumra. The machloikis over there was whether you chayish l'kula. That was the machloikis. The machloikis was whether if they did a bedika and there were no Cyrus. So the question is, are you going to allow her to do chalitza? You're not going to allow her to do chalitza. The pasha says you shouldn't allow her to do chalitza. The man that holds chayshishin is chayish even l'kula, says the Gemara, that we assume that there were for sure Cyrus. L'kula chayshishin. And we're going to let her do chalitza. But the Gemara says, that doesn't sound that way. Where's chayshishin mean? Chayshishin doesn't mean we know for sure. Chayshishin means it's a concern. Chayshishin means we don't know, but we have to be chayish. Chayshishin is a chumra. How could you tell me chayshishin l'kula that we're going to allow her to do chalitza? So the Gemara says, you're right. We have a little bit of a problem. Because the only way we can understand Rava, who said, mikan ve'elach, Mamenes ve'ino chayletzes is by saying that hocha b'mayaskinon, if you want to hold cheshbon, where we did a bedika v'loy batku, that's why you can't do chalitza. But at the same time, you can't do miyum because of chayshishin. But that makes Rava's halacha totally rapapa and rapapi, which the Gemara doesn't want to be the case. I guess there's implications of that. That's not kedai to say that. So then we're stuck. So what's going on over here? Then why did Rava say that the halacha is that mikan ve'elach ina mamenes ve'ina chayletzes? If we're talking about where there was a bedika and they didn't find it, it's totally rapapa. So we don't want that. Elamai, there was no bedika. So if there was no bedika, you have the chazaka de Rava. So if you have the chazaka de Rava, so I understand why you can't do miyum, but at the same time, you should be able to do chalitza. So in short, what pshat that Rava, who we know holds of the chazaka kitana shehigia l'chal shneiseh, also said that when a girl turns 12 years old, we don't let her do miyun anymore, but we also don't let her do chalitza. It's a stir in Rava. If Rava holds of a chazaka, that she's for sure a gedayla, so why don't we let her do chalitza? Says the Gemara. Elo lo oylam delay, but the inyan chalitza chayshinon. You have to say chalitza is different. That for some reason, even though there's a chazaka de rava, but the chazaka de rava does not work unequivocally. It has its limitations. And its limitation in this sugya is that it doesn't work with regards to chalitza. Says the Gemara, b'chi kama rava, when rava said chazaka lemiyon, what's the halacha? And this is the halacha. The halacha is that if a child already reached the age of godless and they did a bedika and they didn't find simanim, and say, oh, the kid, I'm not a bar mitzvah boy, I'm fine. No, it doesn't work that way. That you're always going to be chayish lachumra shema nashu. Hani Milu says, but this is only going to be true with regards to dine de raisa. So, for example, in a case of miyun, in the event that this girl got married, kedushay miyun, she got married midirabbanon, and there was a be'ila la'achazman, she had another be'ila once she turned 12. Then they did a bedika, they didn't find Cyrus. So we're going to be chayeshem anoshu, because on the tzad there was Cyrus that were nashu. She's married midairaisa, so it comes out it's a sofik dairaisa. So sofik dairaisa with chayeshem anoshu. The ikas fake dairaisa, avumikara. But let's say she never did a be'ila when she became a gedoyla. So really, the whole shaila is still a shaila of kedusha derabbanon. So you're not going to be chayu shema nashru for a kedusha derabbanon because we're going to view it as a sofik derabbanon, and sofik derabbanon is lekula zok de gemara. So the gemara is going to digress now. Really, the second part of today's daf, we'll finish the daf and then we'll go back and speak on some raid. Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, hikdish v'achaloicha. So again, returning to the sugya at hand, which is the halacha of a mufla samachlish, which is a phenomenal chiddush, and that is that even though a girl doesn't become bas mitzvah until she's 12, doesn't become bar mitzvah until he's 13, oversimplifying it, but at the same time, the last year before bas mitzvah, the last year before bar mitzvah, if a girl would make a neder, if a boy would make a neder, and he passes this exam, he turns out he's a mufla A, you can check off that box, and it's clearly samachlish, it's the last year before bar mitzvah, the halacha is the neder would be a neder. We mentioned in the introduction, is mufla samachlish, they write to the rabbanon, we said the Gemara is going to get to it, this is where the Gemara is going to get to it. And the way the Gemara introduces this point is with a comment that Rav Huna made. Said Rav Huna, hikdish, what if a child would be makdish something? Hekdish and adarim is one and the same, right? And hektish, the ability that a person has to make something hektish, works with the parsha of nedarim. So if a mufla samach le'ish can make a neder, a mufla samach le'ish could also make something hektish. By the way, a mufla samach le'ish can make a shvua. A mufla samach le'ish could be mafresh truma, could be mafresh chala, because they all work within the general purview of nedarim. More about that tomorrow. But said Rav Huna, what would be if a child that's a mufla samach le'ish would be maktish something, and then he would eat it? So he says that this should be hektish, and then he eats it. He was mayo behektish. So the loch is loika. He'd get malchus. Shenemar. Why? Because the pasuk says ishki yafli lindar, and then it says lo yachal devaroi. And we learn from there, kol sheyesh bafla yesh bavayachal shein bafla yin bavayachal. And being that this child is yesh le bafla because he's a mufla samach le'ish, so it's for that reason he would have the bayachal also. So now we're going from small chiddush to big chiddush. We're saying, oh, if a mufla samach le'ish can make a neder, he can make something hektish. If he would violate his own neder, his own hektish, he would even get malchus. A katan's not a baronchin. Rachmanuhu de chasala. For sure he's not a baronchin. But no, being that he can make the nether, so that's it. Now we're ready. He's going to have to, he'll be punished for it if he violates it. As a master, Rav Huna bar Yehuda, the Rav Huna bar Yehuda asked the kasha, but the purpose of his question was not so much to ask, but to support. It was l'siyu yeh l'Rav Huna. Bring it right to Rav Huna said, again, what was Rav Huna's chiddush? That a mufla samal chish that makes a nether, that makes a hektish, and he violates it, he's going to get malchus. This is a brisa. The brisa says that we find that the Torah equated a katan to a gadol, l'zada in shvua, as it relates to Zodin Shvua, Parsha of Shvua, Ule Isar, we'll see what that means, Ule Bal Yach, Yoch, Yechai Balak Teshoi. So once you see that a cotton is like a golden one as it relates to Shvua, Isar, Bal Yach, what do we mean? Mufla Samach Lish. So I would have thought that maybe he should have a carbon as well, carbon Mi'ila. If he can make something hektish, then maybe if Beshoikik he violates the hektish, he should have to bring that Sham Mi'ila. Tamud Loimar Zehadovar. It says in the Parsha of Mi'ila, Zehadovar. It actually says it in the Parsha of Nedarim, Zehadovar. And we learn from there that a katan who is Nisrabit to Nedarim when he's Mufla Samach Lish is Nisma'it, however, from the Parsha of Mi'ila. Okay, what does Mi'ila have to do in Nedarim? Because Mi'ila is hektish, and hektish becomes hektish through a nether. Ktani Mias. What do you see in this braisa? Le Isser Ulabal Yachel Chayef. Oh, doesn't it say Mefurish? Le Isser Ulabal Yachel? Lefisha hishva hakasiv hakatan kigadol v'zodin shvul isa u'babayach. Oh, it says mefurish. So Rav Huna bar Yehuda said, "I have a raya to Rav Huna." Rav Huna said that a katan who violates his own neder is going to get malchus for bayach. It's a mefurish abraisa. Hishva hakasiv hakatan kigadol v'zodin shvua u'le iser u'babayach. But the Gemara says it's not a raya because ema le iser bayach. Maybe the way you read it is not v'zodin shvua one. Ule Isar 2, Ule Vayachal 3. Maybe Isar is supposed to be Isur, and it goes together with Bal Yachel, and it means Issa Bal Yachel. That a katan has an Issa Bal Yachel. But to be an oinshin, to punish him, that's not something you're going to be able to do. But the Gemara says, Manav Shach, what does that mean? Im Mufa Samachlish Dei Raisa. If you tell me that the katan has the ability to make his nether Dei Raisa, because you hold that Mufa Samachlish is a din Dei Raisa, Milkan Ami Lilki, then he should get Malkas. Vim Mufa Samachlish Lav Dei Raisa is an Ami Lekka. What does that mean? What does it mean that you have the Isser, but you don't have the Malkas? Manav Shach, you have the Isser. Midday Raisa, and if that's the case, you over allow Sheish by Maisa, you should get Malkas also. And if not, now, well, what's this chilek? So the Gemara says, no, really, I'll tell you that Mufla Samach Leish is the Rabbanon. And when it says Issa Bayachel, it doesn't mean an Issa Bayachel de Raisa. What it really means is an Issa Bayachel Midday Rabbanon. So what does that mean then? Well, Oysan Amuzharin Olav. And it doesn't mean him. It means that people have an ability, or maybe even an Issa de Raisa, people have an ability to, or a responsibility to make sure that he himself is not. It's not a responsibility to him, because Mufa Samachlish is really only the Rabbana. It's just that others have a responsibility to make sure that he doesn't violate his nether. But the Gemara says, that's not true, because Shmami no Katan Echel Vez Bezim Mutsum Olav Olav Shrishoy. If a Katan's eating Nevelis, do you have an ability to be, do you have a Chiyuv to be Mafresh of a meeting Nevelis? It's not so simple, and the Pashtus is not. And if that's the case, and you're telling me that if this Katan Mufa Samachlish makes a nether, really he's not Mechuyiv in the nether Medei Reis, because Medei Reis didn't even make a nether. It's just that the Gedolim have an ability, a responsibility to make sure that he doesn't do this. So if that's the case, it would be Tolian Katan Oichel Nevelis, Bezim Esuvan Alva Lafrisha, and we know the rule is Katan Oichel Nevelis, Ein Bezim Esuvan Lafrisha, Zakhti Gemar Hachem Mayaskinach, and Goit Shehikdesh, Hu, Va'och Le'acherim. You're right. It's no right to Rav Huna, not because the Isser Bal Yachel means an Isser de Rabbanon and others are, no. What it means is that he's shava to a gadol in that he has an ability to make something hektish, and he's shava to a gadol that if he makes something hektish and someone else eats it, that somebody else is going to be over the Isser de Darim. But the Gemara says, "Honey, chel mandam hikdeshu v'achlacherim." Like that's all true according to the mandam. El mandam ain loike ma'yikulamim. How you gonna understand the brayse? Itmar hikdeshu v'achlacherim. If somebody a katan was makdish and other people later, Rav Kana amra ain loikein. Rabbi Yoichanan v'reish lakish. The amri travayu loikein. So meaning everybody holds that that's pshat in the brayse. So how do you explain the brayse if you hold that that's not true? So the Gemara says you'll have to say mid rabbanon across machdavam. You could always learn the brayse that the brayse just means mid rabbanon. Even though we mentioned this bal yachel is only we mean it midrabanon is an asmachta ba'am, a goof. Hikdish v'ochle acher. A katan who's a mufla samach leish was makdish something, other people ate it. Rav Kahana Omar ein loikin, Rav Yoichan of Rishlokish, the Amri Travayu loikin. The Michael Mifrugi, what's the machloikis? Marasav a mufla samach leish deiraisa, u marasav a mufla samach leish midrabanon. Like we said, is it deiraisa, is it rabanon? That's the machloikis. Most of Rav Yirmiyah asked the kash, Yisoyma shenodra bailo, or Yisoyma. So she got married as a ketana, after her father had already died. What does that mean? That means she's only married midrabanan. And now she made a neder, so baila meferla. The halacha is that her husband has an ability to be made for her nedarim. And it's mashma, up until she becomes bas mitzvah, even if she's a mufla samachlish. What's the kash? Yeah, bishlema mufla samachlish derabanan. Bishlema mufla samachlish is derabanan. Asi nesuin derabanan. Gishmaki kasha umavakli nidr derabanan. So when she was a mufla samachlish and she made a neder, the neder was a derabanan. Her husband, who's only her husband mid derabanan, because she's Yisayim, her father wasn't the one who married her off. Her brother married her off, so she's only married mid derabanan. So now his ability to be mefer that every husband has is only an ability derabanan, but a nesuin derabanan. But if you're going to tell me Mufa Samachlish is Deiraisa, Asi Nesuin Derabanan Mevatli Nidr Deiraisa, then how do you understand this? Could a Nesuin Derabanan, Kedushay Mion work to be Mevatli Nidr Deiraisa if she's less than 11? Yeah, but it sounds like up until she turns Bas Mitzvah, up until she's 12. That last year, she's a Mufa Samachlish. If Mufa Samachlish is Deiraisa, that means she has a din of a Gdoila as it relates to her Nidr. She's only married with the Rabbanan. That means the husband's Schus HaFar is only a Schus Derabanan. How could someone that has a Schus be made for a neder that's a real neder day rice? I'm Rabbi Yudam Hashmul, Baila made for the Maman of Shach. No, the Baila can be made for Maman of Shach. Maman of Shach, you don't have to worry. Because either Rabbanon, if you're a Mufa Samachlish, is the Rabbanon, then it's posh. Then this is a moot point. Rabbananu. And if they rise, even if you're moot for some chishes, they rise. So, but at the end of the day, what are you worried about? That she's going to be over the issa neder. So they embezzled all over Afrisha. So Bezin said, you know what? Let him be made for the nether. You have nothing to worry about. Why? Because on the tzad that the Baal has an ability to be made for the nether, you'll be made for the nether. What's the worst thing that could happen? You're going to find out that Mufla Samach Lish was Deiraisa, who was a nether Deiraisa. Okay, so the girl was over a nether Deiraisa. She's allowed to. She's not pas mitzvah yet. And what do you mean? How could you allow this to happen? You were allowed to allow it to happen. Because cut the neichel nevelos. If you see a cut in the nevelo, ain't bezin mitzvah lafrisha. So bezin could allow this to happen. But vahochi godlo achle b'afar kamaisa. There's one more issue you have to address. This could be a problem. You know why? Because what if Mufla Samach Lish is Deiraisa? So it comes out this is a real nether. When the husband was made for it, it wasn't a good enough hafara, because his nesuin was only a nesuin the Rabbanon, so his ability to be mefer was an ability of the Rabbanon. Then she became bas mitzvah, there was a bia. Now she's married mid-Deiraisa. She's still assuming that this nether never went into effect. A neder, which was a neder deraisa because of the hafara that was done, that hafara was a derabana. So Enochanami, when she violates it before she becomes mas mitzvah, what's the problem? She's anyways a katan oichel neveilos in bez de mitzvah and olive lehafrisha. But now that she's a gedoyla, so now she's a gedoyla, that's oichel neveilos, where bez de is mitzvah and olive lehafrisha. So if that's the case, l'chura, it should be a problem. Meaning, why aren't you worried that if you're going to rely on this old hafara when she becomes a gedoyla, now the... you're going to have a problem. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Bar Levoi, Baila Mefala Kol Shavashah. You have to say that the husband is going to, every time she wants to violate this nether, the husband's going to have to do another hafara. For Hushaba, by the way, but the only way this is going to work is if there was a bia. If there was a bia once she became a gdaila. Because if there was no bia when she became a gdaila, then even though she is a gdaila, the kedushin and the nesuin is still a nesuin, the rabbanan. So assuming she became a gdaila and there was a bia, now the nesuin is deiraisa. So right, if Mufla Samach Lish was deiraisa and the original afara didn't work, you'll have the afara right now. But the Gemara asks one final kasha. For in Baal Mefer Bekoidnin, how does this shtim with Perik Naira Murasa in Mesechtes Nedarim 101? The halach is that a baal can be made for another, but only another that she made while she was married. Any nether that she comes into the marriage with, that she made before the marriage, ain't bound made for b'kaitman. He can't be made for a nether that she made earlier. What's the question? The question is that in the event that the nether was a nether deraisa, now later, a year later, there was a bia, after she became a gedoyla, now it became an asuin deraisa. So now they're really husband and wife, kedas moshe v'yisrael, even on a deraisa level. So now, I'll be made for the nether. No, that nether was b'kaitman, because as it relates to the nesuin deraisa, that nether was made before the nesuin deraisa. So ain't bound made for b'kaitman. So the Gemara said it trips up with some of the details, the sifkatans of the halachas of afaris nedarim. Says the Gemara, the teretz is kedra pinchas mishmei derav. Amra pinchas mishmei derav m'sachtes nedarim fein. Kol anoideres al das baili nederes. But Pinchas mishmei derav said that the reason a husband can be made for nedarim is because when a woman makes a nether, we assume she only wants the nether in the event that her husband's okay with it. Otherwise, she's not doing it. And that somehow gives him the ability to be made for the nether. The reason ain't about made for b'kaidnin is because, ordinarily, she was single when she made the nether. Now she got married. When she made the nether, it wasn't done al das baila. But in this case, even though halachically speaking, it's koidman, because when she made the nether, she was only married with the rabbanon, and now she's married with the raisa. So klapi the nesuin de raisa, it's koidman, but she was married with the rabbanon. So as it relates to the svara, if you're going to be Dairish time of the krah, really, she did make the nether of das baila. So this would be an example, says the Gemara, according to Rav Pinchas, mishmei de rava, where a baal would be able to make for the koidman, and it's for that reason, this would not be an issue. Exhale. So just two ha'aris. We'll start with one and we'll see if we have time for the second one. I see you got late. So just two ha'aris as it relates to the sugya that we learned. So there's so much going on in the sugya. You have Mufla Samach Lish, you have the halachas of Katan and Gadol, you have the halachas of course, the chazaka, the Rava. So just one har. And that is the Gemara said, Rava said, even though a girl becomes bat mitzvah when she brings shtei sairis, and a boy becomes bar mitzvah when he brings shtei sairis. But at the same time, ketana shehigia lechal shnei seo, ein atzricha bedika. And the reason is chazaka hevia simanim. Because as a chazaka, we assume for sure that she brought simanim. So even though there was never a bedika done, we have a right to assume that there was simanim. Stating that, the Gemara qualified Rava's halacha. And there was two lishoinos of exactly what that qualification is. But after further review, the Gemara said that Rava only said his halacha as it relates to miun. He never said his halacha as it relates to chalitza. In other words, if a girl was married midirabbanon and now she turned 12 years old, but there was never a bedikah done, so we don't know if she brought shtei sairis or she didn't bring shtei sairis. Al zen nemar chazaka de Rava ktana shehigia lechnal shnoiseh. We're not going to let her do mian. But at the same time, Rava said, a ktana can't do chalitza. A gedoyla could do chalitza. So what happens if a girl's 12 years old and she's a shemeres yavam and we want to do chalitza now? Could you do chalitza? I said, Rava, no. You can't be soymich on the chazaka. Now you have to go and do a bedika. You have to make sure. Even though ktana shegiel lechlal shneiseh in a tzricha bedika chazaka v'yasimanim, it's only with regards to miun. It's not with regards to chalitza. And at first glance, it sounds like what the Gemara is saying is that you use the chazaka lechumra, but you can't use the chazaka lekula. You use a lechumra and say that the girl loses her ability to do miun because maybe she's a gdaila, but at the same time, you can't use a lekula. You can't say, oh, till now she couldn't do chalitza, but now we're going to allow her to do chalitza. But if that's the case, it's very sussum. Why is it that way? It's a chazaka. Chazaka de Rava. Chazaka hivya simonim. Where do you find that you can only use a chazaka lechumra and you can't use a chazaka lekula? Maishna chazaka de Rava mikol chazaka shebo'ilam. Every chazaka, whether it doesn't matter what the chazaka is, it goes lekula, it goes lechumra. So what's the pshat that the chazaka de Rava, it's clear in the Gemara. Mamish tafiyoyme. It's mefurish in the Gemara that you can use the chazaka lemiun, you can't use it to chalitza. Clearly the Gemara is sarachbir. So really, in order to understand this, we have to take a few steps back and just bring it a little bit more halacha l'maisa. And that is the Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simen Reish Ayin Aleph, in Hilchah Shabbos, Siv Cotton Beis. Noshim Chayovois Bekiddush. Women are chayiv in kiddush. That's the mechaber. Really, it's a kiddush. Why? Because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman gerama kiddush. And we know women are part of all mitzvah saseh shazman gerama. Stating that, mishum de iskish zocher l'shamar. And being that women are obligated in shamar, because women have to keep all the loisaseis, and it says zocher v'shamar. Zocher is the makar to kiddush hayom. So women are chayiv in kiddush hayom. Says the Shulchan Aruch. That's the case. They're not just chayiv. The chayiv midei raisa, and it's a very big nafkamina. A woman can be moitzi a man with kiddush. Why? Because a man is chayiv in kiddush midei raisa, and a woman's chayiv in kiddush midei raisa. So if that's the case, says the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Shabbos, Simin Reish Ayin Aleph Siv Cotton Beis, a woman is chayiv in kiddush midei raisa. A woman can even be moitzi a man with kiddush. Says the Magen Avraham, Upashit. The katan ain't a moitzi isha. If that's the case, a katan can't be moitzi a woman kiddush. Because if a woman's chayim midei raisa, a katan's only chayim midei rabbanan. So just like a katan can't be moitzi a man, a katan can't be moitzi a woman either. Says the Magen Avraham, but nearly. I think even more. Dafilu ben yud gimel shana. Even if you would have not a katan, a boy that had bar mitzvah already, chayshinon shemalei hevi bei Cyrus. If no one ever did a bedika to know for sure whether this kid brought two Cyrus, we would have to be concerned that maybe he didn't bring shtei Cyrus. And the halacha would be that this bar mitzvah boy would not be allowed to be moitzi a woman kiddush. Says the Magen Avraham, de b'mili d'oiraisa loicha samchina na chazaka. Because even though there's something called chazaka de rabba, we only use it for dine de rabbanon. We don't use it for dine d'oiraisa. When could you then assume that a child became a gadol? Right? Assuming there's never going to be a bedika. So what's that turning point? When do we say, oh, now this child's for sure a gadol? Says the Magen Avraham, she is malus kone, until he has a beard. So when he has a beard, I don't know what that means exactly, but if he has some level of facial hair, at that point we can assume for sure that this day Cyrus, now you don't have to do bedikas anymore. Then he can start being moitzi women, kiddush hayoy. But up until that point, so for a bar mitzvah boy at a bar mitzvah, for him to go and make kiddush for the oilam is very not pashal aloch. It's a mefurish Magen Avraham. So either way, says the Magen Avraham, that if a woman is chayvin kiddush day right, so a katan can't be moitzi. Not only a katan, but even if he turned 13, but we don't know for sure that he brought Cyrus and he doesn't have a beard, so at that point, the aloch is he cannot be moitzi a woman because he still has a din of a katan. Aye, what do you mean? Isn't there a chazaka? Says the Magen Avraham, yeah, but b'mili d'oraisa, oy samchina na chazaka. The Magen Avraham says the same exact chiddush in Simin Kuf Tzadik Tes, in Hilchas Birchas HaMazon. The context over there is that the Ramah says that once a child becomes bar mitzvah, even if we don't know whether he brought Shtei Cyrus, he could be mitzdaref lezimun. So Rabbi Simon Valdenshin, whether it's three, or whether you want to say Nevarech Elikeinu Shechanu Mishaloi, meaning Minyan 10, halacha is that once a child turns 13, even if there was no bedika, Machsekinam le kegadol shehevi Shtei Cyrus, v'chein noyakiv ve'im l'shanois, it's a Lashon HaRamah, in a Rechayim Kuf Tzadik Tes, Sivkoton Yud, says the Magen Avraham, nearly Dafkalitz Tarufi. This is all, if you want to use this cotton, this bar mitzvah boy, to be mitzdarif. But let's say you wanted to be mitzi other people. So once upon a time, there was a minig that one person would bench, everybody else would be yotze. It's the minig agra, it's brought down to the maisera. People that follow the minig agra still do it that way. So you have a zimun together, one person benches, and he's mitzi everybody. So says the Magen Avraham, if that's what you want to do, at that point, he's going to have a full beard, or you're going to have to do a bedika. Gam kein dairaisahi. Because Berchas HaMazin says the Magen Avraham is dairaisa, v'loy samchin an achazaka. And we're not soymech on the chazaka, the Rava, as relates to dairaisa. This is the Magen Avraham l'shitas. Magen Avraham said in Reish Ayin Aleph regards to Kiddush, which is dairaisa, and he says it in Kuf Tzadik Tes regarding Berchas HaMazin, that's dairaisa. Magen Avraham says it in a third place. And this is the most well-known place. And that is in Eir HaChayim, Simen Nunhei, where the Shulchan Aruch is discussing the halacha of minyan. So, tefila b'tzibur, dine kaddish, dine kedusha. So, at what point is a child mitzdaref l'minyan? Says the Ramah, once a child becomes bar mitzvah, once he turns 13. Umiyu. This is the Ramah, Siv Katan Hey. Ein medaktikin b'sayris. You don't have to do bedikas to find out that the child brought Cyrus. Ela kol she'egil l'chnal sh'noysav. As soon as the child is old enough, meaning he for sure turned 13, machzikin an oisei k'gadol, at that point we're machzikin like a gadol, v'oimrim le'inyin zeh, mistama hevi shtei Cyrus. And we assume, le'inyin zeh, Mistama hevi shtei Cyrus. Again, the chazer over l'shoyne azov of the Ramah. Miu. Ein medaktik in b'sayris. When it comes to this, we don't have to be medaktik b'sayris. You want to count it for a minion. Once the kid's bar mitzvah, he can down for yomid. You count it for a minion. El kol she'egia l'chral sh'noysav, machzekinon oysoy k'godoyl, v'oimrim le'inyin zeh, Mistama hevi shtei Cyrus. Says the Magen Avraham, what does le'inyin zeh mean? Pirish, kima de tefilu de Rabbanon. Because the Ramah was talking about hilchas tefilah. And tefilah is only the Rabbanon. I mean that it was only talking about tefilah de Rabbanon. So the inyan ze machzikin an oisoy. But if he was discussing it, didn't they rise? He would have never said it. Because this is my sheet in Reish Ayin Aleph and in Kuf Tzadik Tes. And now it's in Dritten Mu. In Simen Nun Hei, that you only could use the chazaka de Rava for dine de Rabbanon. You can't use the chazaka de Rava for dine de Raisa. The Mishnah Brura in Simen Nun Hei, right here on this halacha, le inyan ze, brings the Magen Avraham, and he comes out that this is the bottom line. This is the halacha lemaisa leinyan shar chiyuvah dairaisa einon moil. It doesn't work. Now, what's the makar to this Magen Avraham? Magen Avraham said a chiddush three times that the only time you can use the chazaka d'rabbis for dina rabbanon, you can't use it for dina dairaisa. Where do you get this from? It's pasha where he got it from. He got it from our sugya. The sugya says that chazaka d'rabba, even though it's a chazaka, you can't just use it with a hefgevelt. You can use it leinyan miyun. You can't use a leinyan chalitza. So you see already that this is not a perfect chazaka, and there's some holes in the chazaka. Pashit, it's not even clear in the Gemara what the difference is between miyun and chalitza. Maybe the Magen Avraham is understanding from a very, very high level. The Rabbanon, that's miyun. Dairaisa, that's chalitza. But the bottom line is that's pashit, that the makar to the Magen Avraham is the sugi that we just learned, that even though there's a chazaka de Rava, it's not something that you're always allowed to use. But again, it doesn't answer anything. The kash is, why not? If there's a chazaka, k'tana she'egia l'chal sh'noseya, there's a chazaka that hivya simanim, why is it that you can use it for miyun, but not for chalitza? Why is it that you can count for a minyan, but you can't be moitzi kiddush, and you can't be moitzi brech samazim? What's the chilek? Is it a chazaka or is it not a chazaka? And if it's a chazaka, chazaka ain't adam pereya toich zmanoi. What, there's limitations? I can only use it for dina de rabbanon? I can't use it for dina de raisa? Why is this chazaka different than all the chazakas in the world? And the truth is, there's two primary mahalchim in the Yachroinim. Each one is beyond the scope of doing what we do, but just mention just the words of each one, and tein lo chacham v'yech kamoi. The first is Rabbi Kiveger, in Shailos Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, Simen Zion, it's one of the first Tshuvas, and Tshuvas Rabbi Kiveger, and the Noida B'Yehuda, in Evin Ezer Kamo, Simen Samach Aleph, they both say that you have to say that the reason we're not soymich on the chazaka, the Rava, is because the only time we're soymich on chazaka is when it's e'ef shalivrure, where there's no way to be mevarer. So if you have a suffix, you don't know something. So if you have no way of being mevarer, so then you can use chazaka. But to the extent that you can very easily be mevarer, then be mevarer. What's the point? There's no reason not to be mevarer. So being that it's so easy and it's so simple to be mevarer, so say the achroinim, The Neidah Behuda says it very, very clearly. So it's for that reason you don't do that. The problem is, right? So just go be Mavara. So when it comes to Dina de Rabbanon, whatever. But when it comes to Dina de Raisa, then for sure you're going to have to be Mavara. The problem is that true? You can never be Soymech on a Chazaka. You can never be Soymech on a Roiv, where it's possible to be Mavara. Says the Neidah Behuda, have a classic example of where that is the case. What's this classic example? If you shecht an animal, a behemoth chulin, so we know there's yud ches treifas. Those are only the avos treifas. Then you have the toldos of treifas. Rambam says 70 in total. There's so many different treifas. So why don't you have to start checking the animal to make sure it doesn't have any issues of treifas? So the halacha is because roi behemoths don't have treifas. The only one you check is the reya, because the reya already there's always issues. I mean that there's always issues in the reya, so that's why you have to check the reya. But as it relates to a regular animal, you're soymich on a Roiv, Aruba, the lesser Kaman. Most animals in the world are not treifos. Most animals, if you check the base akoisos, you're not going to find a nekev there. So for that reason, there's no reason to go ahead and check. What do you mean? You're being soymech on a roiv. Why don't you say it's efshel of rurei, and you should have a chiyuv? You should have a chiyuv to be mevar. As I think the Neidah Behuda says, the Neidah Behuda, you have to say, and this is the geyah poshit, the havana of this sugya, and that is that the only time we're soymech on a roiv, even where it's efshel of rurei, sometimes that's if the roiv is not being mafkia any chazaka. So when you shecht an animal, this animal is not becheskas treifa. You shecht the animal as a kosher shechita. The question is, should we make sure that it's not a treifa? Do you have to start checking all the stomachs and figuring out that everything is okay? The answer is no. You're allowed to be soymech on a roiv. Because it's not becheskas treifa, and roiv says it's not a treifa. So roiv allows you to just be soymech on roiv. You don't have to go through the tircha now. I'm starting to check this whole animal, running diagnostics. It's fine. Everything is beseder. There's no issues. But that's because you're not being moitziyed from any chazaka. In our sugya, in the sugya mesechtes nida daf menvava men aleph, let's start there. There was a chazaka. What happened? We're discussing, is this girl old enough to do chalitza, or is she not old enough to do chalitza? In other words, she fell a yibum. Because she fell a yibum, she's a yavam l'shuk. This woman has a cheskas iser. She has a chazaka that she's also l'shuk. Chalitza is going to be mitzi her from her cheskas iser. The chalitza is only going to work if she's a gedayla. She's only a gedayla if we can assume the chazaka. So you want to use a chazaka where really you could be mevarer to be mitzi this woman from her cheskas yavam l'shuk. Says the Neidah Behuda, that you're not allowed to do. So he says, you want to know why we don't rely on the Chazaka de Rava? Let's talk again, Nida Memvav, with regards to Chalitza. It's because it's Efshel Avruri, right? It's a Chazaka. But if you have to be Mevara Chazakas, you should be Mevara Chazakas. Aye, it's not so true. I can find you place. I can start varfum mar mekaymes. Well, you'll see. We rely on chazakas and roivs. Maybe even where it's efshel of rurei. That's when it's not going connected to chazaka. Says the Neidah Behuda. But any time you want to be mitzi something from a chazaka, this is lamdish. So over there, it's different. There, the standard is much higher. And there, the only time you can rely on the chazaka is if it's efshel of rurei. Being that over here, in the case of chalitza, she had a chazaka. She had a cheskas iser. What was the cheskas iser? She's becheskas iser yevamo l'shuk. The only way to get her out of the cheskas iser is with the chalitza. The chalitza needs the chazaka. So using the chazaka to be mitzvah from the cheskas iser says the Neidah Behuda that's not going to work. So that's very nice as it relates to the nidah mevavah menalf. But how does that explain all the magen avrams? How does that explain you have a katan who wants to be mitzi now kiddush? It's his bar mitzvah. He wants to make kiddush. Doesn't have a beard. So the halach is the mefurish halach shacharach. He can't be mitzi even with kiddush. So if he makes kiddush, you have to say kiddush by yourself under your breath because he can't be yotze with his kiddush. It's a mefurish halacha, right? So the question is that why don't you say there's the chazaka? So what's the teretz? Because you can be mevarer it, right? So go ahead and be mevarer. If you're not going to be mevarer, so the halacha is you can't be relying on the chazaka. But I thought the only time you have to be mevarer if you're being mitzi from a chazaka. What's the chazaka over here? What's the chazaka? It's not a question of say the noshim, say the nezikin. You just want to be yotze kiddush. You want to start the meal. So what's the chazaka? Oh. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Zion, you're being funny. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simon Zion that you see from here that there's something called a cheskas chiyuv. You wake up in the morning, you're mechuyev to put on tefillin. And until you put on tefillin, you're becheskas that you're mechuyev to put on tefillin. You're becheskas that you didn't put on tefillin yet. This is like, that's what you meant. No, there's a cheskas chiyuv. You have a chiyuv to bench after you eat. If you don't know for sure that you benched, not only do you have to bench, but you have a cheskas chiyuv that you have to bench. It's Rabbi Kivager, and Shaila's truth is Rabbi Kivager, Simon Zion. He says, when a person has a chiyuv to do a mitzvah, it takes on a life of its own. It falls into the realm of chazaka. And if you can't be soymech on a chazaka, where it's efshel avara to be moitzi midei chazaka, then I
can't be soymech on the chazaka, the rava, to use it where I could be mevarer, to be mafkia me from a chiv deraisa? Because if I have a chiv deraisa, I don't only have a chiv deraisa, I have a cheskas chiv deraisa. Either way, that's the first mahalach. The first mahalach is that the chazaka de Rav is a great chazaka. The Yehuda has a raya from a toistus, maybe tomorrow, Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet, that the chazaka de Rav is better than Rav's even. It's an amazing chazaka. He has a toist for someone that says that it can be mighty mama with chazaka de Rav. It's not that there's an issue qualitatively with the chazaka de Rav. It's an amazing chazaka. The problem is you can only be soymech on chazaka where it's efshel levrure. But if it's efshel levrure, A, and B, this is important, you're being mighty from a chazaka, you want to change the status quo, that you can't do if it's efshel levrure. And that's why you can't be soymich on chazaka derava chalitza. That's why you can't be soymich on the chazaka derava as it relates to that sugya. Either way, this is the first sahara.
First mahalach.
First mahalach. We'll stop here.